100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Century 21 agents are high-tech gadget packing problem solvers with an appetite for getting things done. Call one today. Century 21. Smarter, bolder, faster.
That music signifies state-of-the-art technology. You hear that music, you think of the latest and the greatest in video games, electronic equipment, such as what we have in our studio here. It also means it's time to talk to Jose Hernandez and let him talk to you. We call it Tech Talk. It's made possible by the wonderful folks at Oreck. That's right, the vacuum cleaner company. But there's so much more. Take a look at the Oreck Home Care Centers. You can have a home care center and call it that and just have vacuum cleaners, no matter how good they are. Stop in, say your AM and the PM, say, let me look around at all these other great products. We'd appreciate it, and so would they. Ladies and gentlemen, Oreck is proud to present Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello.
Jose, I actually have a story that's in the news that I want to throw out because it absolutely ties right into Tech Talk. And it has to do with a judge in Illinois. Illinois, of all places, why, this is about corruption.
No.
What?
His name is Judge Joseph Polito, P-O-L-I-T-O. He is in Will County, Illinois, and this is, I just find this so funny. They have discovered, now, Jose, you'll tell me, you can elaborate on this, but apparently there is a web filtering software that companies use that blocks employees from accessing certain sites, correct?
That's correct.
We have that here.
We do.
Oh, do we?
Yes.
On Facebook.
Because you and I both know our sales staff would be on porn all day.
Oh.
You know, Kornfeld and those guys, Mark,
oh,
Moser.
Yeah.
We don't have a filter on that.
On what, porn?
Yeah, just Facebook.
Are you serious?
No, I don't know. I just made it up.
So here's the deal. This judge, this software actually prints out for the courthouse and the government when it detects that people are trying to access, for example, porn sites, it can tell them how many attempts and what sites.
Yep.
So this judge's computer, there were in 5 days, there were 243 attempts to get on sites such as the following. These are the ones they were allowed to print.
Can you write these down? Hold on.
ChubbyParade.com. HugeHeavyBreasts.com.
Ooh, hey.
Easy peon.
Oh, man.
BigBrasClub.com.
I think I'm on that one.
PortOfDebauchery.com.
Ooh.
And
wow.
TeenageSexTape.com. Those are just a few. 243 attempts. And of course, the judge says somebody got a hold of my computer.
Oh, yeah.
Right. He maintains that somebody in the courthouse was using his computer to try to access this. How lame is that?
Well, they could prove it if he was in trial or something at the time that it was being used.
Well, I don't see any such evidence. It just
because it also marks down the time that you tried to go there.
Well, and that would be, there'd be no story here if every time it happened he was in the courtroom or something. But I don't seem to see that as part of the story. So this is funny to me. But what it did bring to my attention was, I didn't realize that, I knew they could block it in companies, but I didn't realize that it could show which computer in the office, and obviously whose desk that computer sat on, and what attempts they made. I didn't realize
that. Kind of creepy, isn't it?
It is creepy, and here's the lesson. If you work for pretty much anybody, don't get crap like that on your computer at work.
Oh, yeah, you have to assume that people can see what you're...
It's sort of like, I assume there's a camera almost everywhere. Every parking garage, every entrance to... I just have decided there's a camera pretty much everywhere. So before you do anything stupid, assume that at work somebody's going to know if you try to get on hugeheavybreasts.com. And the first suspect in our place, peon.
Yeah.
For that site.
Yeah.
So I thought you'd enjoy that, and we just, again, educated people. Maybe the people who, like me, weren't aware of the fact that they could still pinpoint who was attempting to get on, even though they were filtered out and blocked.
Right. Well, it also looks at who's logged in to that computer as well. So there's different accounts on machines.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there I had heard from someone, on June 1st, there's a DNF blocker that's supposed to take effect, and have people...
what does that mean?
I don't know. I have no
DNF.
Idea.
What's DNF?
I don't know. I don't know what DNF means, but it says a DNF blocker. That means that it's you have problems accessing the internet.
Maybe you mean DNS.
DNS?
Yes, domain name service.
It's okay. Idiot.
It sorts out when you type in hugeheavybreast.com. It actually converts it to the IP address of that server.
You know what I can almost guarantee you right now? As soon as Peon gets home, he's going to go to hugeheavybreasts.com.
Well, sitting where I'm sitting, Frank, I can guarantee you he's not going to wait till he gets home.
Okay, he's not waiting.
No, I got it up right now.
Oh, man. So what do you have today? Phone numbers. Folks, if you want to talk to Jose, I see calls are already coming in, but so it's fair to everybody, people who don't know the number, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Now, Jose, it's all yours.
A few months ago, we talked about the demise of a bill called SOPA, mm-hmm. and it was the intellectual property-specific bill focused on seizing domain names, in some cases making private companies judge, jury, and executioner. Can you say the RIAA? There is a new one coming up called CISPA, CISPA. Now, what CISPA does is allows the government to request confidential information.
Easy for you to say.
From private companies like your internet service provider. So yeah, they can get your Facebook records, they can get your internet service provider, your Xbox Live history, without a warrant, without probable cause, without even a courtesy letter being sent to you that they're doing this. The biggest problem with the bill that I see is that if you are falsely accused, the government starts searching and looking into you, and they somehow bring you up on charges, and those charges get dismissed because the evidence false or didn't have enough evidence. The bill provides the company's coverage from being sued or prosecuted. So you can't go after Facebook or your internet service provider and say, listen, you guys gave the government information about me without a warrant, and it was proved false, and I want to sue you for damages. No. So anyone who cooperates with the government, if this bill is passed, will be immune from prosecution. For me, that's a problem.
There's a lot of this stuff that's a problem for me. You know, it used to be a time when to get the goods on anybody, you had to go to their house and get in their house,
right,
which required a warrant. And now you don't. You just electronically get into their house.
Well, and it used to be you needed probable cause. You just didn't go, hey, let's look over here and see what these people are doing.
Yeah.
Galaxy's getting ready to release the S3 phone. Should be out next month.
And what does that mean?
It's just the next in their line of Galaxy phones.
And what is a Galaxy phone?
It is.
Is that a brand?
It's like a Android.
It's an Android. Yeah. It's a semi-smartphone.
I'm lost. Smartphone, Android, Galaxy, I don't know. Is BlackBerry, is that a separate category?
Yes.
I couldn't tell you the difference.
But BlackBerry has their own name,
right,
phones.
BlackBerry has keys on it. It's still, you can actually touch a key.
Yeah, those little bitty keys that skeleton could push.
Sausage-like fingers like mine, you're punching three letters at a time. FCC has launched a website called BillShock. They have gone into a voluntary deal with the 10 major phone carriers called the Consumer Code for Wireless Service. As late as October 17th, they are supposed to send out a notice when you're about to exceed your data, voice, or texting plan, and then they're supposed to send one out when it's breached so that you know you're spending money. April 17th, 2013, all 10 major companies are supposed to be in compliance.
I think that's good.
That's a very good thing. And last but not least, Frank, from your Facebook account, when it goes public next month on May 17th, you will be able to buy stock from your Facebook. You can buy it in as little as $10 increments, and there are no fees associated with any brokers.
When you say from your Facebook account, you don't have to go to a brokerage online. You can literally
buy stock. Three clicks, and you can have
just stock. Facebook stock or any stock?
Any stock.
Wow.
I don't have a Facebook account. Facebook?
Well, you do, yeah. We set you up one when we made the page, but you don't really.
So you're going to be buying a lot of stock, Frank.
And I don't even remember how to get to my own Facebook page. You set it up, and I never used it. So
we'll take care of it for you.
Facebook stock is, what's it doing now? Where is it?
IPO is May 17th. It's not out yet. But it's expected to be a $100 billion initial public offer.
Wow.
Man, if there was a time when I thought, well, this is just common sense. Whenever anything goes public, jump right in. Jump right in there. Because that's always when people say they wish they had bought a stock. Oh, man, if I just bought Apple when it went public. If I did it, if they go public and I buy it, it'll plummet.
It's going to be really expensive to start with, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, hugely expensive.
It'd have to be. Would you like to talk to some people?
Yes, please.
All right, here
I just had someone call in, too, and said that they just went to Big Heavy Breasts, and it gives you, a link to, six or eight other sites.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Dan.
Dion, you're going to be in heaven soon.
Wow.
Dion may not be able to come in tomorrow.
Not necessarily breasts.
Oh, other stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want that.
Let's talk to Kenny. Kenny, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose. What's up?
Not much. Kenny, what can I do for you?
Not too much. First of all, very important, AM and the PM.
That is really important.
Hey, just a real fast question. My wife was asking about her iPad and installing antiviruses on it, and we have a couple of licenses for our other laptops. We had one left over. Can you put Avast or antivirus on an iPad?
I don't know. I've never tried to. The Macintosh people, in as much as they claim they're virus-proof, they are fairly virus-proof. It's not 100%, but they're pretty good at it. If you're talking about you've got licensures from a couple other PC-type machines, laptops or desktops, I don't know that software is going to be compatible with the iPads.
Okay.
So you may have to get a specific Macintosh antivirus.
Gotcha. So in general, not necessarily, but we'll see in the future, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Kenny.
You've done it again.
Yes, we have done it again. He didn't even ask for the problem solvers. And before we take our next caller, I have one real quick question. What is this that I see on the bottom of my screen, and it's always an ad, and it says something like Zedo or Cedo? You know what I'm talking about? Like Z-E-D-O or something? Does that ring a bell? They just kind of pop up.
A company name.
Yeah, I've never clicked to see what it was. Let's go to Marilyn. Marilyn, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Marilyn.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm AM in the PM.
That's good to hear. Always good to hear.
Okay, my question is, on my laptop, I can no longer open links. Like if I get an email with a link or even on a web page where I need to open up a link, it takes me to Video and Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it does that. It didn't used to do that. It just started doing that.
Sounds like your browser has a virus. It's been hijacked.
Whenever
you type in a specific page or a search, it takes you somewhere else.
Well, no, just to open a link. Like if I get an email, say you sent me an email with an attachment,
mm-hmm.
and I try to open the attachment, and it says, whether you want to open it or save it,
mm-hmm.
and I click open, and instead of opening it, it takes me to Media and Video Center or something, I don't know, and then that's not what I want, because I'm not opening a movie. So should I just take it somewhere and have it checked for
viruses? No, that's going to be expensive. You're using Internet Explorer as your browser, is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, you probably need to pick a new browser.
Yeah,
either Firefox, which is up near version 10, or Google Chrome.
Okay, yeah, my husband switched to Google Chrome, so I guess I should too. Okay, that's what I needed. Thank you so much.
Wouldn't you just go to Open With and then or save to? Because mine allows me to save to different places.
That's right.
Or
complicated
right.
For
I tried that. It was for a little while letting me save it to my desktop.
Right. Uh-huh.
And then I could go to the desktop and open it, but now it doesn't let me do that either.
And Marilyn, you just said something interesting. You said your husband uses Google Chrome after Jose had made it pretty clear that if you want to look at videos and things, that's probably a better... What does that tell you about your husband and what he's doing?
He's a wonderful, smart man.
That's what I'm thinking.
Wow. Because he married me.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking.
But she wasn't listening to him, though.
Yeah.
He had done it already, and she still was on.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call. And from Marilyn, we go to Marianne. Hello, Marianne. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello,
I've got a question for you. Our computer is about 4 years old, and I have Windows Vista. And we've been having problems with it over the past couple of months where it keeps saying low disk space, even though I've cleaned out lots of files and emptied a bunch of junk. And I have a guy who said, well, it's recognizing something else. It's not really low disk space. And I want to know, he suggests getting a new hard drive and installing Windows 7. Would it be better to do that or just buy a new tower?
Low disk space, there's a couple of them that are similar. One is low virtual memory, and the other one is low disk space. Low virtual memory tends to solve itself. The computer will control its own virtual memory space. Low disk space says that there's something on that hard drive that you're just not seeing. What antivirus software do you run? Do you know?
Avast.
Yes. I would go to a website called download.com.
And well, I can't go to any website right now. I can't even get up Mozilla.
Do you have another computer you could go to it from?
I don't know. I mean, my daughter has a laptop I could probably use.
I would go get to download.com the best that you can, and there is a piece of software called Space Sniffer. And what?
Space Sniffer?
Space Sniffer.
Face Sniffer?
Space. No, okay. Oh, S-P-A-C-E.
Space Sniffer.
We need that in the bathroom before we go in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Dan. Okay. You can put that on a thumb drive or have it burned to a CD. It's a small application.
Okay.
When you run it, it goes through and searches the hard drive and shows you every file that's there.
Okay.
Even the ones that are hidden in places like application data or in different user accounts. And that'll tell you truly if the disk is getting full.
I can tell you right. I guarantee that disk is not low. We don't have that much stuff.
Marianne, can I say something? I have an older, one of my computers is an older computer. I get that message all the time, low on disk space. And I've talked to Jose about it before, too. It's not low. I just ignore it. I just click it and ignore it, and it's never been
a big issue. I did, too, but it got to the point where I can't even pull. Mozilla won't even come up now.
I
do that automatic clean. You know, the little icon comes up. Do you want to clean the files? I clean them all.
Well, yours is a different issue then, yeah.
Have you emptied the deleted folder?
Oh, my God, yeah. I've tried everything I could.
Okay. I would be willing to wager that it is that disk is full, that there's some application. Usually antiviruses will do it as they continue to download new profiles for scanning.
Okay.
They don't delete the old ones. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Hmm.
So space
sniffer. Are you supposed to go in and manually delete the old ones?
I don't know what the intentions were for the people that wrote the software, whether they, as you continue to move forward in their versioning, when they release a new version, that comes and takes care of it or what. I don't know how they do it. But usually, matter of fact, normally Symantec will do that. Symantec just has a folder where it keeps its virus definitions and just keeps throwing them in there, bigger and bigger bucket, and eventually you run out of disk space.
I'd buy a new tower.
Yeah. thanks for bringing that up. If you're going to buy a new tower, I would hold off. Windows 8 is getting ready to come out, and if you buy one now, it's going to have Windows 7 on it, and you don't necessarily want to spend $100 or $200 to upgrade it. I would imagine...
I can't use my computer at all. I cannot get online.
I understand.
It'll just say page error. It will not...
She can't wait.
I can't get online.
Well, if she can't wait, then she can't wait. I would think here shortly...
Windows 8 is not coming out until this fall, is that correct?
That is correct, but what will happen is here shortly, in order to move the inventory of Windows 7 machines they have, they will offer free upgrades to Windows 8.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. That sounds like a good deal.
There you are, Marianne.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for the call, and that concludes another fantastic edition of Tech Talk with Jose Hernandez. If you would like to get in touch with him, here's his email address. It's tech techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. We thank the folks at Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now the moment you've all been waiting for, John Landoff Jr. Hello, John.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
I'm really great. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
It's been over a week because you were, I don't know, busy or something.
We've been busy. I was out of town last week with the Disney Institute. The new head of play. Very first time I've ever been to Disney World.
No. Oh, come on. You've got kids and you've never been to Disney World.
We've never been to Disney World, or I was telling Mimi how unbelievable the place is. 47 square miles.
Oh, it's huge.
And we heard the whole history how Walt Disney took 5 of his executives individually, and they flew out of California from Disneyland, and they hit 5 different destinations, and they flew in from, instead of straight from L.A., they flew into L.A. to Chicago, Chicago to, Orlando, Dallas to Orlando, and they didn't come in under the name of Walt Disney World or Walt Disney, and they bought these tracts of land, this acreage, and they bought it for $100 an acre. Wow. Back in, I think it was 1963, okay? Yeah. But this Walt Disney, when you read up and more that I research him, unbelievable.
No, he was a visionary. In fact, didn't he want Disney World to actually be a community, like to become a village, a town, its own...
It is its own city.
Yeah.
And Disney owns that acreage. They own that. It's not owned by the state of California, Florida. They own it.
Wow.
Unbelievable. And it is a city. I mean,
so you went on business to Disney World. What is that? What is that all
about?
Well,
Disney expanded into an institute, a learning facility that, whether it's a week long, we did a 2.5-day course on customer satisfaction. On your, for example, they do not call their employees; they call them cast members. Because Disney's an entertainment, right? So they're cast, and when they're on stage, they're out in front of their guests. They're not customers; they're called guests.
But are the people who sweep up the streets in Disney World, are they cast members too?
Everyone's a cast member. 62,000 or 64,000 cast members.
Can you imagine doing payroll for that?
That's a big employer there.
That's exactly what I said to you. I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, we've got about 110 cast members. As I call them, teammates here at Landoff Chevrolet. Woo! Could you imagine 62,000?
Now, what do you need to go to a workshop on customer service for? Because your customer service ratings are through the roof. You probably were there to teach the other people about customer service.
Yeah.
Well, we were, the group that was there, again, every Chevrolet dealer in the country has to go. So that's over 3,000. And we were in the top... 100 dealers in the country for Chevy, so we're selling a lot of Chevrolets, and that was a great question, Frank, because that's kind of what we asked. Because all of us, the reason we sell so many vehicles, the reason Landoff Chevrolet is because, we take care of the customer, we always have, we always will. We're not perfect, but we care, and there's certain things that maybe prohibit us from, doing what our customers want, but we sure do everything we can to make the experience here a great one, and our survey scores show that. So, but there's some unbelievable ideas as far as they ask all of the employees. You talk about people that are just whether it's maintenance or whether they're actually working in one of the shops selling T-shirts or hats, or these people are the best at marketing. I've never seen, for example, they always are looking for ways to do things better for the guests, for the customers when they come in. How many people visit Disney World in the prime season a day?
I would guess in a day 100,000. I don't know. 50,000.
40,000 to 50,000 a day.
Okay.
And we were able to get in there. Our group was able to get in there an hour and a half before they open up. So they called drop the rope. They drop the rope, again, a term towards, entertainment. at 9 o'clock. People start to line up at 6:30 and 7 o'clock.
Oh, I know. We took the kids there. I know all about that
front.
Stuff.
And then you're watching, you know, these adults and these moms and dads with strollers, and with their, and they're running. they want to get to that first rider. They want to get to that one. And the look on their faces, it's kind of like, I'm sure, Frank, you get that look when you walk into the studio, and Tina and Ian.
That's
and
exactly
Dan,
the same yes. feeling I have. I can't wait to get in. Yeah, that's exactly the same.
We're all excited.
No, I remember going there, and I know what you're talking about. It looks like that Friday after Thanksgiving sale day where everybody's rushing in to get the bargains. That's the entry gates to Disney World. It's just like people that cannot. And I remember with the kids, we got up. The sun wasn't even up. I remember it was dark, waking the kid to get in there early like that and be in line. It's and after all these years, it hasn't lost its sizzle. It's still unbelievable.
It really is, and it just so a great question as to why, you know, someone like myself was there with, you know, our customers, because we can always do it better. You know, you can't get complacent. You can't say, you know what, hey, you know, we're the best Chevrolet dealership in St. Louis and the Midwest. You can still find ways to treat your guests better.
Yeah, but nope. But they're in the amusement park business, and you're in the car business. How do they tell you how to? I don't know that I get how what they do applies to what you do.
Well, for example, I've been really, really, really wanting to do this for a long time, and that is to have a form of, you know, people that are greeters, okay, that welcome you to Lawn Dock Chevrolet, just not inside the showroom floor or just, you know, inside the service driving lane, but out and about, you know, and asking. You know, customers, are you being taken care of? Is everything, you know, satisfactory so far? If there's anything we can do, let us know. But like our service drive, you've been there, Frank. It gets so busy. And, you know, I'm really, really, really going to look towards bringing some people in that will work in shifts to...
Why don't you really take the Disney, a page from the Disney book, and put those people in Mickey Mouse and Goofy outfits?
Yeah.
Those big old stuffed animals.
Or make your own characters.
Oh, hi!
Create,
welcome to Lawn Dock Chevrolet!
You know what? That's a great idea.
Take
you
our own characters.
You can't use, because they're trademarked, you create, Johnny Jackrabbit for Johnny Londoff or something.
Johnny,
you know,
Jackrabbit.
Like,
you just well,
Johnny Jackrabbit.
That's just
the Camaro Kid or something.
Yeah, the Camaro Kid. Hey, it's like a Billy the Kid, like a cowboy suit. Yeah, the Camaro Kid greets you. That's a great, I think we got something here.
Yeah.
But like you could have like Chevy Johnson.
What?
Chevy Johnson.
No, Chevy Johnson.
What the heck did
that mean?
Let me leave it to maybe hire some creative people to come up with some character.
No, how about this? You have a fun, you have a funny guy. He's kind of a comedian. Call him Chevy Chaser. And he chases around after customers and does funny things. Like, you know, Chevy Chase, Chevy Chaser. Write these down.
I am writing them down.
Sure you are.
No, I really am.
I'm telling you, we're on to something here with these costumes. I think we got something.
Hey, I really think you do, too. You know what? But people just want to feel, you know, the key that at Disney is, you know, their guests, the customers, feel special. You know, and when they're dropping that rope, there are thousands of people. It's a steady stream for 30-plus minutes. It's the most amazing thing that I've seen, really, in my life. And the thing that just really kind of really gets you excited is just, you know, they talk about it, you know, the trainers are like, don't be surprised if you get like a little emotional. Like, I was hoping that wouldn't happen to me. You know, could you see standing around your peers, a bunch of top dealers around the country, and you got tears falling off your cheek because you're seeing all these multitudes of parents and children just running in to this amusement park. You know the average stay, how long these people stay in the day?
I would say like 10
12 hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
9 to 10 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I mean, I would have to like poke my eyeballs out with toothpicks. 9 hours. I mean, I'm just not an amusement park guy, and I was trying to talk to Mimi, and I said, "Hey, maybe we'll come. There's 5 beautiful golf courses there," and she's like, "No."
I just got another idea. Just hit me. You got a pen?
I'm writing down right now.
All right. When a customer is in the service department and their vehicle is ready, they go from the waiting room to the service area on a log flume.
Hey.
So you get on a thing and you ride down this water slide.
That's
and then
cool.
You get out and there's your car. Write that down.
I like it.
There's a guy named Otto, and he's dressed all in silver, and you call him Silver Otto.
Silver Otto. Unbelievable. That's stupid. That was funny.
My idea was good.
My goodness.
Stupid. Your idea was good.
Yeah, right. It was great.
Hey, had lunch with our, what'd you say?
No, just keep talking, John.
Had lunch with the mayor of Florissant, Tom Schneider, and he wants to have lunch with us in a few weeks, Frank.
Man.
Great guy.
Is he gonna buy? He's a mayor.
Is he gonna buy?
I think I'm, as much as I paid, as much taxes as I pay to the city of Florissant, I hope he does.
Well,
huh?
I think he should. Great. Sure, we could do that. We didn't sell anything really, but we don't have to. I know what you sell. Chevys.
We sell Chevys.
Right.
No, we sell. We sell some of that Londoff love.
Ooh, that's good.
Londoff.
Not love. Huh?
Londoff love.
Yeah, we just make sure when you're here, you have fun. Let's just say hi to the Jamesons. They're in here buying a vehicle. Nancy Jameson, I've coached her sons in hockey. Drew's in here. Jameson, say hello to the AM and the PM crowd.
Hello.
Hello, Jameson.
Hi, Jamesons.
A little more excitement, Jamesons.
Hey.
Come on.
Hi, AM, PM crowd.
Hey, there we go.
You can tell they really love the spot they've been put in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you guys having fun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
John's holding up cue cards to say words like, yeah.
I am not.
Applause now.
Yay.
Applause.
Yeah. Act like you're glad to be on, you know.
Oh, I mean, you can see their smiles right now. I'm gonna take a picture and then text it to you, Frank.
Yeah, that would be great, John. A picture of a customer smiling. That's a good idea. Well, Jamesons, we have to run, but it was nice meeting you, and thank you for your business. And, John, we need a phone number.
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270, Washington, Elizabeth Exit, 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. One last thing, $10,000 off Silverado crew cabs and Cine cabs. $10,000 off.
Oh. They're on the way.
See you, kids.
All right, see ya. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now you watch.
He's going to have a whole cast of characters.
But he's going to wait until the cool-off period so it won't look like he stole our ideas.
Yep.
And then in about 6 months, you're going to pull in there. Oh, day, how you doing? Now? Some big goofy character is going to greet you like a Disney character or something. And then there'll be a log flume put in. And we'll just have to, you know, bite our lips and act like it wasn't our idea. That's all you can do. We're going to take a break, but we are coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
It's time to check on your afternoon commute with Tim Weiland. He has your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How are things moving, Tim?
Well, Tina, first of all, let me say this report is brought to you by Chevrolet. Distance matters. Chevy has 10 models offering an EPA estimated 30 highway miles per gallon or better. If you want to save more at the pump, stop by and see your local Chevy dealer today. Well, we have an accident now. It's on northbound 270 north of Dorset that's got the right lane blocked at last check. Traffic is backing up to Page. We also have westbound 40 near McCausland. An accident that's been moved off to the right shoulder, but you're already slow approaching Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason. And then it's slow also from Chesterfield Parkway west down through the Iceplex. Looks like we're pretty well stacked up a little west of Long Road to the Moon Bridge also. On eastbound 40 downtown, that's running heavy from Union Station, east of Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. And southbound 270, that is stop and go from Clayton Road overpass through Doherty Ferry. This report also brought to you by Allstate. Get quality Allstate car insurance at an affordable price. Check out the Allstate Value Plan. Find an agent near you at Allstate.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you owned a Patriot sunroom, how would you use it?
Hi, I'm Pat Lewis, co-owner of Patriot Sunrooms. If you have ever considered a sunroom for your home, I have exciting news for you. Your sunroom may be free. That's right, free. Stop by one of our showrooms conveniently located in Kirkwood, Edwardsville, Ellisville, or register online for your free sunroom at patriotsunrooms.com. With 14 models, I know we have a sunroom that's right for you, and now at prices that can't be beat. With special financing and free estimates, don't delay. Call today, 1-800-285-3232, or register for your free sunroom at patriotsunrooms.com. Your sunroom may be free. Call today, 1-800-285-3232.
When you own a Patriot sunroom, you've got outdoor living.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free million-bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-750-7230. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv 100% risk-free and also receive our fast-acting refining mask and green tea moisturizer free when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv. You'll receive a 60-day trial 100% risk-free, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-750-7230. There's no financial risk. Get your 100% risk-free trial giveaway of Proactiv, including two free extras. Visit GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-750-7230. That's 1-800-750-7230.
Swinging a miss! He struck him out, and the Cardinals are National League champions.
Fans, this is the Mad Hungarian, Al Hrabowski, and last year was an incredible run as the Cardinals beat the Brewers to win the National League pennant. On Friday, April 27th, the Cardinals face the Milwaukee Brewers. That night is Adult T-Shirt Night, presented by Lumiere. 25,000 fans, ages 21 and older, will take home the Adult T-Shirt. Again, that's Friday, April 27th, when the Cards face the Brewers. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
On Sunday, April 29th, when the Cardinals take on the Brewers, all fans will take home the Tickets.com replica World Series trophy. Also, after the game, kids 15 and under will be allowed to run the bases. It's a Prairie Farms Run the Bases Day. Before the game, enjoy North Star frozen treats in the Ford Plaza.
This is Cardinals third baseman David Freese. Again, get your World Series replica trophy on Sunday, April 29th, when we face the Brewers. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Attention financial professionals, I'm Steve Glover with the Retirement Solutions Show, heard here Sundays at 1 o'clock on KTRS, and I'd like to ask you a question. Do you see up to 10 new potential clients each and every week that have called requesting information on a tax-free retirement strategy? If you answered no, but you'd like to grow your business for the remainder of 2012 and 2013, then I've got a great opportunity for you. I'll be sharing this great marketing strategy for the right financial professional. If you have a minimum of 5 years' experience and you're not afraid of hard work, then call me to see if you qualify for this life-changing opportunity. Call 877-623-3377. 877-623-3377 and leave your contact information. I'll be in touch with you as soon as possible to find out if you'd like to become one of our newest team members. IUL experience is required, so call now and see if you qualify. 877-623-3377. A great opportunity for the right financial professional.
Okay, baby, at Meyer Honda in O'Fallon, Illinois. So here's my story. I recently found myself in this situation that I did not handle very well. When the dust cleared, I had completely embarrassed myself. Imagine that. We won't go into any detail, but I was disappointed in myself, and I was beating myself up, and I needed to get right again. So I got into my Honda, turned on my favorite radio station, got out of traffic, and found the open road. The weather was chilly but sunny, so I opened my sunroof, and by the way, I highly recommend a sunroof, and I just drove. I was noticing how much I love my Honda. So worry-free, dependable, so safe, great gas mileage, and so much fun to drive. And how I wasn't devastated after all. In fact, that situation I was in was actually kind of funny. Drive a Honda. It's good therapy. I'm smiling again. Your Gateway Honda dealer, Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Hooray for Hollywood. Actually went to two movie theaters over the weekend and saw two of the worst movies I have ever seen in my life. I mean, literally in the top 10 worst ever. I will tell you what they are. It'll be quick, it'll be brief and painless. And then this lady is going to tell you what to see or what to avoid. I have no idea which movie she has, but we're about to find out. Courtesy of Westport Car Wash. Westport Car Wash has three locations. There's one behind us. That is on, Lindbergh. It's on Page, actually. Just east of Lindbergh. Then there are two more, and even though they're called Westport Car Wash, they're not in Westport. The other one's on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh. And the third one, the newest one on Brentwood, just south of Manchester. Westport Car Wash, a great car wash, actually three great car washes. You're going to be hard-pressed to ever find a car wash anywhere close for this reasonable amount of money. $10 like for their best wash. It's incredible. Westport Car Wash. Here she is, Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Yeah. Hey.
Hi, Dawn.
How are you?
Good.
So you went to the movies.
Well, we're limited on time. I'm going to get my part out of the way real quickly. I saw two movies that were so horrible that we literally stood halfway up to leave in the middle of one, and then thought, let's just give it. And then you give it 10 more minutes, and next thing you know, you've wasted and sat through the whole thing because you can't believe that at some point it has to get better, but it didn't. The first one is The Deep Blue Sea.
Oh.
With Rachel Wise, whoever, she's really
pretty. I thought
that
one looked kind of like it might be interesting.
It is absolutely horrible. It's dark and slow and boring and horrible. The other one is The Cabin in the Woods. And here's the deal. My wife hates horror movies.
Yeah,
but
I said, listen,
just once go with me to a scary movie. Because I thought Cabin in the Woods, a group of couples get together and go, hey, let's have a weekend. We're going to this cabin. And then, you know, everybody starts getting killed. And it's one of those very realistic sort of, this could really happen to you. No, it's not that at all. It's the stupidest movie I might have ever seen. Zombies coming out of the ground. Oh, yeah. Horrible. So,
well, you know,
those two.
They're catering to the teen audience with
well,
that one.
There were two 20-year-old guys that sat. When we left the theater, I just said, can I ask you guys a question? As an old person, I said, as an old guy to a young person, did you like that piece of crap? And they said, oh, yeah, man. Like, dude, I really liked it. And the other guy said, yeah, I liked it too. And they start trying to explain to us why. I just thought, I said, you know what? Thanks for the feedback. I just didn't get it. Now, to quote a guy who walked out behind me after The Deep Blue Sea, his exact words were, and he said it audibly, people around it, he stood up and as he walked out into the aisle, he said, that was the worst piece of SH I have ever seen.
Wow, he wasn't pulling any punches.
And I just said, man, thank you. I said, because when I comment out loud, my wife gets mad at me. I said, I couldn't believe how horrible that thing was.
You know, what's the awful part is you paid a lot of money.
Well, yeah, but you do
and
for any movie.
And you wasted your time.
You never really know what you're going to get. But
right.
That's my advice. Stay away from those two. Now, it's all yours.
I would agree. And Cabin in the Woods, those kind of films, I see two films a week. And if there's a film that I think is a thriller and it's good, I'll go see it. But if I hear word, it's catering to that 20-something,
I steer clear.
So I steer clear of that one. And I will.
No sense at all.
What do you have? I saw...
What?
It was number one at the box office.
Think Like a Man?
Wow. Think Like a Man.
I saw that, too.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
What did you think, Tina?
Oh, I would give it 2.5.
That's from the
Steve. You and I are thinking exactly alike. Although, I thought it could have been so much better.
It could have.
That's the Steve Harvey book.
Right.
Yeah, I think if Tyler Perry would have directed it, it would have been better.
It might have been better with Tyler Perry. But Steve Harvey, it's based on his books. And I remember when these books first came out, he was all over Oprah and all the talk shows.
No, that's Paul Harvey.
What? Yeah. Wrong line.
Lauren played the wrong sound.
So the book was called Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man, What Men Really Think About Love. And when I first heard him, I thought, what is he talking? I mean, this is stuff, you know, it was talking about respect and waiting, and this is all good stuff, but
what?
It's nothing new. Grandma told us this a long time ago. You know, why should they buy the cow if they get the milk for free?
Wow.
Right.
Ooh, there you go.
Now, we have 1 minute, so...
We have 1 minute, so I better hurry up here.
What do we need to know?
One thing I thought was funny is he originally was a radio talk show host, so you could have written this. You could have done this film, and a comedian. But it stars Chris Brown as the bad boy, no surprise there. Gabriel Union, one of the four beautiful women. Kevin Hart, he's a steam sealer. The audience I was with was going crazy laughing at this. But to me... You know, it was one joke after the other, and then they tried to make it have a purpose, but really the audience wasn't taking it seriously. And it just, I started looking at my watch. It was one of those where, okay, now you're wasting my time. But I have to say, the audience around me was going crazy. And the most important message that they said, 90 days, wait 90 days after the first date before you you know, have an intimate relationship. And, you know, it was almost like, in this...
What?
Yeah, and the book writes it from a very serious point of view.
Did you say 90 minutes or 90 days?
90 days.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. I don't know. I just, you know, my advice, you know, keep your pants on, play hard to get, you know.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I didn't think much of the film. It was funny in parts, but it just, it tried to be serious at the end and tied up in a neat bow, and it didn't work for me. But I agree with Tina, 2.5 ARDs.
All right, it's called Think Like a Man.
Think Like a Man.
Here they come, right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
What did that wait 90 days to have sex? What did they think?
90 days.
We got all the time in the world?
Yeah.
Good grief. All right, Dan.
All right, everybody.
We'll talk about Thursday. Goodbye.
I see Tom Meadows Dixon. See, at least that doesn't make sense. 90 days, is that a date a week? Is that 3 dates a week? Is that a date every night? I mean... You know, depends on how many times you've been together.
No, it's 90 days consecutive, whether you go out or not.
Well, even if you go out every night for 90 days?
It's just waiting 90 days.
Oh, now you mean 90 dates.
Yes. No, 90 days. Like if we met today, 90 days from today, even if we only went out once a week.
Even if we're out 4 times a week.
Right.
It's still 90 days.
That's
right.
Crazy.
I like the 90-minute rule.
That's crazy talk.
She was willing to amend.
Don Meadows Dixon brought to you by Westport Car Wash with 3 locations. Only one is actually Westport, the original. Page just east of Lindbergh. Also, Lee May Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh. And Brentwood just south of Manchester. We've got just enough time to tell you about how horrible it is when you have a good, clean car and then somebody hits it. And even though it's clean, and now it's wrecked. So now not only do you need to know the name of a good car wash, you need a body shop. And we have it for you. We've had it for you for 14 years, I think, or so. 13, 14 years on this show. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. I spell it because of the C in there. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Of course, you can always go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors. Boom, there it is. It'll link you right to their site. They now have 7 locations. 7 locations. And I don't know anything about any other body shops. I haven't really had any dealings with any other body shops for the last 14 or 15 years because I do the business with people that do business with us, and I'm happy to do it. And checked them out well before they came on the air here. And on the advice and recommendation of other people I respected in the business, we're told this is as good as it gets, Schaefer. And you'll see that that is true. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Again, now they have 7 locations. Stick around, the Playhouse is coming up. Great old joke. It's been a while. It's overdue. 5 o'clock at the Big 550.